What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we're buzzing you in. It's time for episode 4. Grab your popcorn because it's time for Insecure and we are thirsty as...
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
What?
Classic man.
Hey, remix. This is the Black Fancy.
It's the Black Fancy.
Classic man. Classic man. Man, oh man. It's Sunday. It's almost midnight, but we are rocking.
All you know Hallows why? Eve.
Because we love y'all. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV presents Insecure, episode 4, Thirsty As What?
We're going to have a dance party here one day.
We're going to have a dance party. One day you're going to come.
Rap battle, all that.
Look, one day they're going to pan in on us, and I ain't going to have on hardly no clothes.
What?
And I'm going to just be breaking it down.
Tonight would be the night for that. It's Halloween.
Low key. Look, we're going to get into that.
We'll save it for something special.
And that's why I do have on this burnt orange jacket. It's also because here in L.A.
Is that why?
Well, it's also been raining like crazy in L.A. I've literally had on this jacket and this hat all day long. I've been out. But wait a minute. We haven't even
like
slated and let people know who we are. You know me. It's your girl, McCall Hall. When sports and pop culture collide, you can find me on social media at So McCall Hall. And who else do we have?
And, of course, your girl, Spicy Madi. You guys can play with my Twitter or stroke my Instagram, as always, at Spicy Madi.
And it's your boy, Omari Bailey. You can find me on Twitter and IG at OnWithOmari or on Snapchat at Omari B. Please follow me on Snapchat. I love Snapchat. It's my new favorite thing.
He loved to play with
snap
his Snapchat.
I love to play
with
Snapchat.
I'm still doing Insta stories.
He loved to play with his Snapchat. Now, let me say something real quick now. Now, as y'all getting your popcorn and getting your beverages and whatnot, I just want to let you guys know that you can always engage with us on social media, AfterBuzz TV, across the board. We love to hear from you all.
Yes.
And so I'd like to shout out some people before we get started, as I am going to be doing going forward. Kia J, shout out to you. Brick Brack. L. Claybon 72, Kinetic Sparks, Moses. He says that his name is pronounced Sir Ban Decay. That's not... how it looks on my screen, but, you know, I barely got out the fifth grade. Donnie Ray, shout out to you. We have the same middle name. White girl twerks better than Pog.
Wait, what?
What's Pog?
I don't know what a Pog is, but, you know.
Is that a that's
I don't
real?
Think a
that's
white a girl handle? Could ever twerk
Yo, send
better.
Us a, send us a Twitter video of that. We got to clarify,
like,
make sure,
please,
verify.
Yeah. What are you even talking about? Sharon Boone. Sharon Boone, shout out to you. Timmy B. My man CPR. Terry Bosley, we can shout out Greek Life whenever we want to shout out Greek Life because when you
thank
look
you.
Spicy, you can co-sign on this.
I saw that comment too.
Because we just got it. Look,
what is it?
Fat ass white girl. Thank you. Thank
white
you,
girls twerk better
thank you,
than
studio.
Fat. That doesn't make any sense. So let me just address this. When I decided to become a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, because somebody said I'm a Delta, and I'm like, oh no, girl, and no disrespect to them. But as a third-generation member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, this is a commitment
life
that is
wrong.
For your lifetime, okay? I don't just do community service when I'm an undergrad, darling. I'm doing community service now. I'm serving the community now in my
tell
adulthood.
I knew you were going to go in on that one when I saw that comment.
I was not going to let that one pass.
Here she goes.
You know, you tried it. And look, you guys are free to say whatever you want to say. It ain't no sweat off my brow. I just want
to
make sure that y'all know. So anywho, let's keep it moving. Derek
Elliott,
shout out to you, my man. Keep tuning in. Jazz Pitts, Phoenix, Money Penny. White girls twerk better than Paul. Just got everything to say. Madam Sophia, King Speck, Olajuwon Washington, unnamed assailant. Joshua Lee,
you
know,
we got
a lot of people. A lot of people keep shouting us out. Now, here's the deal. Now, when you do shout us out and you happen to be in the LA area, hit us up and let us know. And I'm going to tell you why. We have a special guest tonight. She's spicy, and her sister is sweet. I'm going to give it to you real quick.
We're going to call her Sweet Shelly.
We're going to call
her
Now, you'll be, now, spicy sister, sweet, what's your name?
Shelly.
Sweet baby.
What's your name is, girl?
Sweet, what's your name
sweet,
is,
sweet baby.
What they call you.
So, welcome to the panel. She's on our couch. So, you know, sometimes if you're in the air, you can hang it on the couch with us. She's going to be joining us tonight. So, you know, she might chime in and have something to say as well as
I
a true fan.
Too. She's a super fan. Like, she's
like
the one who put
fan.
Me
like,
on
yeah,
put, Awkward Black Girl before it was Insecure.
Okay.
Before Issa was who she
you
is
put
today.
Her on?
She
yes,
put me on.
I was like, you have to watch this YouTube series with me.
It was amazing.
So, yeah. Amazing.
I'll just tell you guys, before we get into it, this weekend started off for me kind of like slow. Like I got home from work on Friday and I was like, you know, I kind of want to go out, but I kind of just want to stay in. And you know what I did for a big chunk of my Friday?
No.
Netflix and chill?
No, not quite Netflix, but I went on YouTube and I watched Issa Rae's press circuit. So Issa Rae has been doing a lot of press for the show, and I watched her interview on AfterBuzz. Excuse me, that's what we on.
Yeah, come.
And Issa Rae, you can come over here and interview with us.
Please come.
But she was on The Breakfast Club, and my God,
was it
so smart?
Yeah,
she's so smart. She's so witty. She's so
I want to go watch this
avant-garde.
What did you learn from?
Well, this is what I have to say that I learned about Issa, and you know. We, for those true fans, like Sweet Baby over here, and I'm sorry, I'm just not good with names off the Sweet Baby.
Unless you're YouTube commenters, she doesn't remember your name.
Like Sweet Baby, you know, I've known about Issa Rae for years, but when she really broke it down, The Breakfast Club, Issa Rae has been going at this for 9 years.
Grinding.
Since she was at Stanford. Okay, shout out to the Pac-12 schools. And Stanford is the Harvard of the West. So baby girl ain't no
dummy. She went to Stanford.
And we can shout out colleges too if we
want. You know, right. we can go there. Because we got degrees too.
You already know about that.
We got degrees. But what I realized is she has been working so hard. Mm-hmm. And all the obstacles that, you know, you and myself and people who are here at AfterBuzz, we work really hard. And it was just one of those really affirming and reaffirming moments for me this Friday, watching her tell her story. Oh, it's like...
You sold me. I got to go home and watch it.
Please. I sent my mom about four of them. She was on Breakfast Club. She sat down with Gail, you know, Oprah's Gail.
Oh, yeah.
That's so petty.
Oprah's
Gail. Sat down with Oprah's Gail. She went on The View, and she also went on, I believe, Jimmy Fallon.
Oh. Okay.
So she had a few...
I saw her on The View. That was a funny interview.
Some great interviews. Mm-hmm. You know, Whoopi and her are like kin.
Mm-hmm. I saw the same thing with Issa, Yvonne. Like, I met her maybe 9 years ago. Saw her doing stand-up at, like, a small club in New York City. So everyone in the cast has just been grinding, hustling.
Grinding.
So, like, I said it's the first episode. She's so happy to see that payoff and to see their journey and to, like, track their progress and to see, you know, you can do it if you work hard, if you're talented, if you're smart, if you're humble, and just keep doing your thing. So the dream is possible, guys.
And looking at Issa Rae, the dream is real.
Right.
Okay?
It's
Did you
real.
See the contour
real
she had?
As
Baby girl came through with the braids. Slick just right. I'm
Yo,
like,
glow
you know
up
what?
Is real.
Don't let me get no real money.
That HBO money.
Look, this is like kind of good money, but don't let me get on no real money. Because I'm going to show my black ass.
Nothing.
Clearly,
now,
we're proud of you, Issa.
We're very proud. And we can't wait for you to come here on AfterBuzz TV.
Can't wait.
So let's get into it. Episode 4. Let's see. It's 11:38. They're going to kick us out of here at 12 o'clock. So we have all the 22 minutes to
get
through.
Okay. Let's get in.
This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to be real.
Yeah, be real.
This was my least favorite episode of the four.
It was a filler. Yeah. With only eight episodes. don't need a filler episode.
I think this was the album filler.
Okay.
You know, we got the singles, and now this is like...
It's like track 7. Just like skip over. Every album's got a couple.
So, like, what did you not like about it? Like, what weren't you crazy about?
You know, I feel like after 3 episodes, the other shoe should drop.
Especially when you only have 8 episodes, there never needs to be a dull moment. This was kind of just a dull episode. And I love there were some funny moments, but what really happened? She had a career day.
We didn't learn nothing new.
The whole Rashida thing was like ongoing. I mean, what was...
We've been known Dada was loud.
We knew she was loud. We told y'all last week she was too loud. Molly tried to tell the girl she didn't want to listen. She's like, I didn't have to switch it up in my interview. Well, clearly you switched something up because they're not feeling you.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I want to go. Look, I basically broke it down. We have about 9 scenes. We're just going to run through real quick the 9 scenes. The first scene, we got Lawrence and Issa trying to have sex in the shower, which, okay, shower sex, whoa.
It is really challenging.
Very challenging.
Shower sex is awkward.
But once you get the rhythm.
Gotta find the rhythm.
Hey, now.
Or the room. It's hard with the room. I think that's the hardest part, is making room in there.
And you go, half of you gets the water, like only one of you gets the water at a time, and then you're cold, like standing there, like, can I get in?
But
and
let me
like
play
the soap
advocate.
Gets in your eye, you know?
Like,
it's just...
Shower sex at a hotel is even difficult. Because I've been at some beautiful resorts.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
She's had plenty of opportunities for shower sex.
I've had the smallest of the shower and the most gargantuan of the showers. You know what I mean? Those rainfall shower heads and whatnot. It's always awkward. So anywho, so they go couch shopping, and I like this because This is a new beginning. Do you remember, again, think like a man. I thought about think like a man.
What
going
about
couch
it?
Shopping. Did they a do couch? That? Yeah, they bought a new couch.
Okay. No, but not in think like a man.
Well, no.
I don't remember that scene, did they?
Think like a man too.
Oh, I didn't see the
thing. Okay, Gabrielle. In specific. Okay.
Yeah, Gabrielle Union and the white dude got a new couch.
The white
okay.
Dude.
I don't know his name.
From
Sweet Baby. I don't know her name. Golly. But my point is, buying a couch as a couple is such a. An investment. It's like the first step to buying a house, almost. You know what I mean?
Like in a puppy or something.
And I felt like this was really good for their relationship.
I also like the pillow on the couch. The Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
What's good?
Miley.
What's good, Miley?
I'm like, any guy that allows you to have that pillow on the couch really loves you. Because I don't know any man that's going to just let you have that pillow on the couch.
Don't most women take over decorating the whole house anyway?
Yeah, but that's also, I mean, that's like having New Kids on the Block. But Nicki Minaj, like,
nah, I feel like whenever I do move in, like, I'll let her take over decorating, what is it, privileges and just, like, take the whole thing over. I don't really care.
But wait,
just make
spicy.
It look nice.
You know, I don't think they call that decoration.
You know what they say? They say 30 is a new 20.
Yeah, okay, so, like, I really feel like we're trying to, we're giving Issa and her boyfriend, and I've been saying this the entire time, and although I love, Insecure, I just feel like we're really trying to give them issues for people in their 20s when they're really in their 30s. And so I think a lot of the stuff that's going on is stuff that you get over through the hump at like 25, 26. And I just really think that a lot of these storylines that they're giving us are immature.
Now, I agree with you, but where I disagree and I think that they're trying to be realistic is because of our current job market and whatnot. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who are in their mid to late 20s who just trying to figure it out.
And that's okay.
And that's fine.
And that is okay.
But I just, I feel like, I feel like there are, I know plenty of people who are 28, 29, 30 plus who are kind of like still trying to figure it out. Hell, to some extent, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Well, I'm confused. Like, what's immature about their
dynamic? Just, like, I feel like the... Even, like, the way that she handles, like, her issues with her boyfriend or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I mentioned earlier last week, their poor communication.
Yeah.
And I think that...
I know 40 and 50-year-olds that have poor communication.
Right. And I get that. But I just feel like some of the scenarios are situations that... At this point in her life that she would have potentially, I think, overcome or be a little bit wiser about. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm just being, like, super critical. But I feel like the way that she's even handling even coming back into the relationship with him and being, you know, happy again.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You mentioned that they're on a new journey. They're, you know, couch shopping or whatever.
Yeah.
But... Once again, she's living with somebody who she's still not sure about. Like, you're couch shopping, but then the next day you're inviting your old boo, who you really want to smash, to career day.
Again, this ain't what I would be doing.
Right.
But I think... I think this is the masses. Unfortunately, this is an unfortunate reality that I think the mass of, you know, African-American, people of color in that mid to late 20 group, I think they're dealing with this more than we even realize. You got your ish together, okay? To an extent, you know, I got my ish together. I don't think we realize it's rough out there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my thing. But let's move forward. I want to talk about Molly and her league boo, who she broke up with Jared for.
Enterprise.
And then this dude seems to be
Come back, though.
He's going to come back. Mm-hmm. But like I said, not the way you think.
He's going to come back with
Rashida. He's going to come back.
Your prediction was he's
gonna
be
back.
With her friend.
He's going to come back. But let's talk about Molly and this dude from the league. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think that her vibe with him, she came off controlling. Mm-hmm. And she didn't say anything terrible. But it was like the whole, well, you should check in, or I didn't know you were safe. Like, you should have texted
after
me.
After date two.
It was like mothering.
After date two.
After date two.
Sweet baby.
It was like mothering.
Like mothering.
Mm. Right.
Now, from sweet to spicy.
Yes. I completely peeped that. But even the... So, even not just the mothering thing, because that's, like, the extreme of it. But men just don't want to be held accountable for somebody that they're not in a committed relationship with. So, why am I responsible to you for checking in if you're not even my woman yet? So, I don't even think he was thinking, like, oh, you're, like, a mama yet. I think he was thinking... this is only like date two, date three. You have the audacity to ask me or to even remind me that I didn't hit you up.
Right.
Like at this point, she should just be cool and not even be tripping. But I do think that at some point in the relationship, you have to vocalize what your expectations are for communication.
Absolutely.
Especially texting or calls, whatever it may be. Like, let me know, hey, if you're running behind, whatever your expectations are, you have to make that vocal. Because however you let somebody treat you, that's how they will continue to treat you.
Before I kick it to Omari real quick, this is my theory. If I have saved you in my phone, like if I don't pick up the phone and be like, hello, because I don't know who you are. If I have saved your number as your name and I pick up the phone, my tender voice, like, hello, then you need to be checking in.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's just me. Yeah. It's just what I do.
I have a lot of contacts that are just their numbers. There's no name.
Only when I feel like they're going to be around.
Checking in, though?
If I save your... Okay.
That's is control. Me. Okay, so you agree with Molly?
No, because that's date number two.
Yeah.
So I disagree with Molly, but I do think... By date five, he should be checking in. I think she jumped the gun, but I do see her point.
Right.
Wait, why should somebody be checking in if you're not their mama and you're not their girlfriend?
Because I'm wasting
it's not so much.
Because I'm wasting good outfits, hairstyles, MAC product, which is not cheap. Praise God. I might even call my glam squad in because that's $150 an application. I don't do that for you guys here on AfterBuzz TV because, you know, but maybe for the finale. But anywho,
let's
I'm spending money to be presentable for you. After five dates, if I did it right, like really, really, really right, we're looking at $600-$700 in investment of my time and money. So I kind of want to know, like, are we, like, doing this for real?
Yeah.
Just, I mean, as a courtesy, you could say, hey, bitch. Leave me alone. I'm fine. But just say, hey, bitch, I'm fine. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel,
Omari,
I feel where homeboy was coming from. Because, like, this is why I've been single for a couple years. Because, like, you don't want to be tied down. You don't, like, commitment is a lot of pressure. You have to, like, check in all the time. You feel like you are responsible for someone or someone else is, like, looking out for you or checking up on your status all the time. Like, that's why guys, like, feel... like claustrophobic sometimes and just like I need space. Like on date number three or date number two, she's already like, oh, you didn't text me back last night.
Date
I was just kind of worried about you. I was like, whoa, that sounds like a little crazy possessive, like already. So I think that's just a sign to him as a man, like this woman is controlling. She's going to be checking in on me all the time. She's going to be overbearing. And guys don't like that. We like our freedom. We like our space. And when we do find the right woman to settle down with, then we are okay with like giving them more of ourselves and more of our time. You know what I mean?
Is that the key to your heart?
What, space?
Yeah. Like, I definitely understand why you guys would say that. I think that there's if you are a thoughtful person, then you should be thoughtful. I think if you're a considerate person, you should be considerate. But if you are not a considerate person and you don't want to check in and you're not somebody who does that already, you should really come to the relationship presenting who you are and not perpetrating as if you're somebody who is going to check in or be considerate when that's not, one, really your persona, and two, you don't owe that to her because you haven't even made an assessment on date two or three if you really like somebody that much.
No, I agree. I think we all agree. But, okay, here's the next level question. Mm-hmm. At what point do you start checking in?
I think there's a difference checking in,
but it's just communicating. Yeah. Like, if I text you, it should not take you... This is my theory. If I have gone on one date with you, you can get a 24-hour pass. If you don't text me back, I'm just like, oh, okay, whatever. But if we've been out a few times, like, it should not take you more than 6 hours to get back to me.
And I agree with that. I agree that it shouldn't take you that long. But, like, what he said was, okay, I'm going to let you know when I get home. And he fell asleep. Supposedly, he fell asleep. But... at the same time, she still is out with him in that moment. So instead of enjoying your moment while you're together and showing appreciation for spending quality time with him, you're talking about something that you didn't like that he did the night before. So you just smacked him on the hand when he is rewarding you and spending time with you to enjoy.
Thank you for breaking that down.
You're taking us out of the moment that we're in to talk about something that you didn't like. Like, he's not a little puppy and he's not a baby.
I like the way you broke that down because I feel like maybe if Molly and Issa had been sitting down over brunch, as us LA girls like to do, and she
went to brunch this morning.
Okay, I'm more or less my whole thing is if Issa and Molly had been discussing that and she brought it up as a concern, then maybe yes. But I do see your point. In the moment, order your starter salad.
Malbec.
Then get your plate to share.
Spanish wine.
Then get your wine, your Spanish wine, and be in the moment, darling. Don't be bringing up old shit.
Right, that's a different point.
That's
though,
a turn off
from, you know, checking in the communication.
Yeah, like
thing.
So. I like how you brought that around. Yeah. That's the real issue. Is why are you bringing up old shit? In the words of Smokey from Friday. So let's move forward because I don't want to keep dabbling on old shit. So Issa's at work and Daniel pops up, and I feel like her coworker Loki has the hots for Daniel.
What? Frida, the white girl?
Yeah, the white girl. I think she has a hospital.
She's like getting, like, she's growing on me. Frida, she's like super funny, kind of.
Nah,
like, little,
see,
like,
you bring your coworkers in too much, and they.
And then, yeah. They already started talking shit about
having
Patricia.
Secret white meetings.
But she,
secret
I white think meetings? She, I think she really does want to be friends with Issa. I think she's trying to be a friend
nice.
To Issa.
I think she's trying. But so
first of all, that's stalkerish because I have a friend who was dating this dude and he showed up to her job. They had like gotten into a fight the night before. He showed up to her job, signed in, and like left like a secret message on the sign-in page. Didn't say anything to her. So like when people show up to your job unannounced, it's kind of stalkerish. It's like a little crazy, don't you think?
It's,
I mean,
it's kind
in that
of stalkerish.
Moment, no, it was stalkerish, I feel like. I was going to try to give him a pass, but that was weird to me.
It was stalkerish, but I also feel like so much time has passed, even in just these episodes.
Yeah.
It's essentially been 3 weeks since we've seen this African-American man and his gorgeous smile and his Kappa brand. Who, I don't know the name of the actor, but he's a noob. Okay, we keep seeing. Did you guys see the?
I thought I saw that, but then we just kept watching.
I thought it was a Q.
It was a K. Okay. So obviously he's a member of Kappa Alpha Psi. You see, it's lifelong. You can't get rid
YouTube,
of a brand.
The YouTube comments are not going to like that we're talking about this, stuff.
Right? But anywho, you know, just him popping up at work, I'm just like, why?
Okay, so
explain
I'm gonna
this.
Be. Yes, you know, I'm gonna be
give
the,
us the spicy,
the
give
devil's
the
advocate. So. That would be, and I understand why you guys are saying that's stalkerish. It's like inappropriate. It's unprofessional. Blah,
and
blah, 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 blah.
Like, looking all sweaty and like from coming from working
but
out.
But
like,
have on a
like,
blazer.
Yeah,
but
come on.
Yeah, that, he shouldn't have come
like
in his
bum?
Workout clothes. But had Issa been like interested in him, like say she liked him. If she liked him, then it would have been 100% okay. Like, you guys would be like, oh, that's so romantic. Like, you know, that's so nice of him to surprise her. Had he brought some flowers? Like, whatever it may have
right.
whatever.
I don't want my coworkers in my business.
But that's different. She has not been responding to his texts or
you
calls.
You don't like your man sending flowers
up.
On your birthday?
That's not her
when,
man.
When that's my man and I have, you know,
right.
talked about him at the water cooler, but she ain't.
That's not her man.
No, you're right. This is the beginning of something that he was trying to rekindle. And this is why I'm going to give him props because he messed up. He messed up big time. So what he could have just done was throw in the towel. She didn't reply to the text. She didn't reply to the call because he messed up. So in a sense, he rejected her and then she responded with rejection. So him trying to rectify the situation, he went to the next level by any means necessary. So I commend him for being fearless and not just giving up on something that he wanted. I understand why you guys are saying that it looks stalkerish.
It's creepy.
Because if you don't like the person or you've never been interested in the person, then it is a stalker. But the fact that she was interested in him and he just messed up and he was just trying to get back in her good graces, that's why it's not stalkerish.
I feel like showing up to her job unannounced after she hasn't been responding to you is a little bit much.
Because he pushed her away. So he's thinking that he's the one who messed up.
Make the amends.
It's the same thing if like somebody hit it and quit it, doesn't call you or whatever, and then they're like, dang, I really messed up. And they try to get back
so
in your good graces. Yeah,
hard.
So he's just trying.
Know,
I'm looking at my Verizon app.
Yeah.
And I paid my bill this month.
Okay.
And if you need to call me, you can call me.
Leave me a voicemail.
I paid my bill. Mm-hmm. I just double checked. Shout out to Verizon. I paid my bill. You can call
AT&T.
Me. Shout out to all the mobile carriers. We can call each other no matter where we're at. I could be at
not
work.
Answering.
I could be at my house.
And he thinks he messed up.
Then that's a sign.
Maybe
I don't know. I don't agree with that.
Maybe don't show up to my job when I haven't been talking to you.
I think it's going to be embarrassing. I definitely think he probably could have embarrassed her.
If it wasn't TV land, it could have been like her coworkers like being nosy or whatever. You don't know what the situation is.
I mean, her
like
coworkers
her,
are nosy.
Like, they are nosy.
Thanks,
and
sweet baby.
They're nosy and they're white. So it could be so they could
you know
be like, they could just be
awkward.
Like, they want to know. You're right.
But
awkward.
I think he had to go. You know what? It would have been worse had he gone to her home. So I'm happy he went to her work instead of her home.
Where he
for one
her
last
address.
Shot.
How did he even find her job?
How did he even know? Well, LinkedIn
her t-shirt
will tell
say
you
her, the name
you
of her company
everything.
On.
You
I mean,
Google me right now and type
he
in
he knows
LinkedIn.
Where she works.
You
it's probably on her LinkedIn profile.
Do you agree with her sentiment that exes always pop up in your life when you're seen to be doing good in a new relationship?
Yes. There is a pheromone. Sure. Yeah. Listen, put the camera on me right now. I want to tell everybody this. There is a pheromone that you exude from your head. Now, take your hat off when you do it. I'm going to do that tomorrow. But there is a pheromone that exudes from your head. If you have a weave, you need to sweat really hard so it gets out. But when you are happy, other people know you are happy. Mm-hmm. And when you are happy, it comes out of your pores. Mm. It comes out of all the hot spots of your body. Okay,
and so they want to take that away from you.
Mm-hmm. And well, it's not even that they want to take that away from you. They just want like a piece of it. It's like, oh, I feel I might not have you anymore. Let me come and get that back while you're in your zone.
And Spicy, okay. You've heard that men are competitive. Mm-hmm. Amara, you can attest to this. Men feel like, oh, see, somebody else is winning. I have to win.
It's always about winning.
It's always the past love interest that comes in to sabotage.
Leave me alone.
Or new ones.
Leave me alone. Let's get into Lawrence having to finally clock in at Best Buy, though. So Lawrence has to clock in at Best Buy. We see Lawrence finally like, okay, he's come to grips with the fact that I have to work at Best Buy. And then his boss kind of comes in and chops his private parts off. I'm trying to be so PC. But trying to, you know, they chop him off saying you got to work at the washer and dryer. Oh, my man Lawrence like that.
You gotta do.
Is there different like tiers of Best Buy employees?
No, it's just,
I didn't know that.
He's a computer IT tech guy. He doesn't want to be telling people what washers and dryers to. Like, there's a difference. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you have the Geek Squad at Best Buy.
Okay.
Right, you know, so that's a little more.
So the Geek Squad think they're better than the regular sales associates?
I don't know if they think they're better, but that's just more of what he's prone to doing, more where he knows more about that. He doesn't know about washers and dryers. And who wants
I
to
didn't
be,
even think
who,
it was I mean, an intelligence thing. In, I think it was an ego thing. No, like, not. Oh, I'm too good to work on the washer.
But intelligence, in my opinion, transfers to ego. If I feel smart, it's like, why the hell would I ever want to feel dumb?
Right. Exactly.
I mean, that's just me.
He feels like he's like lowering himself to have to work in this position. But bro, you gotta get paid.
He's already.
So.
But my whole thing is, you're already at Best Buy.
Yeah.
I can understand if they were like, you gotta start, you know, mopping and throwing the trash.
My understanding was, that's if you're on the floor,
you
you're getting
whatever.
Paid the
yeah,
same.
Exactly.
Whether you're talking about washers and dryers or jump drives.
That's what I thought too.
It's his ego's bruised a little bit.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I've never worked at Best Buy. I pray to God I don't have to. So let's move forward. His ego gets all messed up. Issa has a sit down with her coworker. What's her name?
Frida. Yeah.
And German. they start having this like mutual hatred, like bash session over wine, trying to plan
about Patricia,
for their.
I think that was her name.
What's her name? Yeah, Patricia.
Or something like that.
I'm a little nervous. I'm nervous.
You're nervous about their friendship.
I'm nervous about her. I'm nervous about Issa and her coworker having wine and Kiki King and Daniel popping up and this coworker just, you know, sending him on back there. Had that been me, I would have called her first, like, hey girl, there is some sweaty man up here at the front desk. Do you know this man? To me, there's something about Frida. I don't trust her.
And she was also in the room when all those other coworkers were talking about Issa.
Tell him, sweet baby.
You think she's playing her a little bit?
Well, she's like straddling the fence, like doing both sides. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was trying to be cool with the other coworkers when they were talking about her beach cleanup project and how it wasn't like a good idea. But then she wants to be close with Issa and like.
Because Issa's hot right now because she did the big project.
Right.
She's hot.
I don't see any malice intent yet. I don't see anything that's intentional.
I don't think it's intentional. I just think she's playing both sides
right now.
I think
what you're saying, I just don't agree. But I see where that could be coming from. But she seems genuine to me.
Only time.
She really wants
only
her
time
friendship,
will tell.
Though,
yeah, I can see
really
she wants her friendship.
Her
I think
friendship.
She respects her, too, because when she was the lead on the project, she was definitely comfortable with allowing Issa to lead. So I think it's more of an admiration. And, dang, I like you as a person and I respect you at work. I would want to be your friend. I think that's what, you know, that's what she's thinking. I don't think that it's intentional.
Did she say anything when the other coworkers were talking about her? Did she stand up for Issa?
No, but Issa came in there and addressed it. She was like automatically got defensive and what did she say in response to it when Issa addressed it?
She was like, they just had some concerns and I want to assure them that you're in charge. And I think she was just there more so.
Oh, she tried to protect her.
She was trying to, yeah.
Yeah, so she did have her back then.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, is that having her back or is that trying to just protect her feelings? Because I know, and I'm guilty of it, not here in the past 24 months, but in my past life before I got baptized, I would talk ish.
Born again.
Okay, born again. Mm-hmm. I would talk ish. And then somebody brought it to my face, I'd flip it as if I'm just trying to help you.
Right.
Okay? But secretly, I'm talking.
Well, I don't think that she was talking best. I didn't get that impression.
Frida wasn't.
I think
she
that,
was listening.
Yeah, I think that Frida was like giving her affirmation or trying to like let her know that you know, yes, I was a part of it, but I wasn't the one saying stuff. And mm-hmm. it is kind of tough when you are trying to, you know, be diplomatic and get along with everybody and not be combative. And so had she jumped on their case, now she would have issues. She would, she doesn't want the same problems that Issa has.
Yeah.
You don't want these problems. Well, you know, go ahead.
I was just going to say, speaking of coworkers, our co-host Allie's not here tonight, but she will be back next week. And also Molly had an interesting run in with her boss today. Did you want to move on to that or do you want to save it for later?
Well, no, I was going to get to it. Okay. And yes, Allie will be back next week. I totally forgot to mention
Allie. Shout out.
Allie, darling, I don't know where you're at right now. She said she had to work or something.
She had an event she had to attend.
She probably laid up there with her
and
Lawrence.
Now you see, this is why you can't have friends at work, because then they'll put you on blast. Let you know
blast.
That everybody
laid up there with Lawrence.
What if she has a hot date and she's two-timing the other dude and now he's watching this, trying to see if she showed up and
just putting
just
her business
her
in
out.
The streets. That's not what she's doing.
Allie, bring your ass to work next week. And I will not be here on November 13th. I will not be here.
No.
So somebody's going to have to take notes. Anywho, let's move forward. Issa's coworker pressures her to hit up Daniel, her ex-boo, to do this class assignment. And we find out that he does come and do this class assignment. So we're going to get into that. But I want to talk about the classic man.
Oh, Jadenna. Yes.
Jadenna. My man, my light-skinned boo. Jadenna shows up, goes on a date with Molly. He's, I guess,
he
an attorney
cute,
as well.
Though.
Like, so cute.
So cute.
His smile is so impeccable. My God. Is it baking soda?
And he was being super smooth and just perfect.
I threw my panties at my cell phone watching this show because I have a little app, you know, the HBO app.
Go. I was
so
wondering
I took off
what
my
got me
panties
wet.
And I threw my panties. but yes, Jadenna, that was Jadenna, the one and only classic man. So what do we think about Molly and what was his actual name in the show? I don't know.
E. Did you catch it?
I didn't catch his name, but he's supposed to be like a hot.
Sweet baby, what's his name?
Sweet baby?
Oh.
Sweet baby, you supposed to be catching things they ain't catching.
We were just like Jadenna.
I was just calling him classic man for the whole episode.
Yeah, so what do you guys think about her and this up-and-coming hot attorney?
I liked his rapport with her, how he could feel she was being a little bit negative, mm-hmm. and instead of giving her negative energy back, he tried to bring her out of that. Mm-hmm. So she started talking about the work drama. He's like, you know what? I feel you. I go through the same thing all the time. So I think when a man can do that for a woman and like pick her up a little bit, it's like kind of nice to see. So I appreciated him trying to change up her energy and relate to her and listen to her and understand where she was coming from, as opposed to being like, oh, this bitch is being like super negative on our date, I'm not gonna fuck with her. He was just, you know, he was into her, and I liked it. It was a good.
Yeah, because he could have gotten on her about that. Like, why are you coming here stanky? You could have just canceled if you're gonna have attitude.
He was patient with her.
Yeah. Even with your deep voice, you may bitch and fuck. Well, all them bad words, you may sound really like suave with that deep voice.
That's
great.
It's been a long weekend.
But you saw her the next day, like, take his advice, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I thought that was commendable, because oftentimes we want to vent, but we don't want to hear people's, you know, reasons or something that sometimes we just don't, we think that we know everything. So I appreciate the fact that she went to work and she actually responded to the advice that he gave. I mean, she was listening, too.
Right.
Yeah. And this is the last thing I just want to bring up about this scene. I love the fact that Molly and Classic Man had a slow dance together. They danced. And I'm going to tell you, dancing is one of those things. If you dance in a classic manner, okay, not just twerking and popping it and dropping it, you know, a man is to take the lead. And she allowed him to take the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a controlling woman. And I don't know if they meant to play it like that,
mm-hmm.
but I see her letting her guard down a little bit, even in dancing. So anyway, I want to move forward real quick. Issa and Lawrence share some pumpkin pie on their new couch, which I thought was cute because Lawrence didn't want to spill pumpkin pie on the new couch, which means he doesn't want to damage the new beginning. See, there is meaning in everything that they do.
Levels
to this. So Molly.
Deep there.
Molly has the guts. So we find
like,
out
I didn't touch that.
Yeah, I just pick up on things like that. So Molly was asked to basically tell Dada that she needs to kind of fall back.
Calm her ass down by her
white supervisor. Tells her that she needs to talk to Dada. And Molly, I love this, has the guts to go back to her white supervisor and say, look, you need to tell her. Mm-hmm. Not me. You need to tell her.
I'm just another coworker. You are
the
boss.
You the boss. You the boss.
And see, I was afraid that was going to backfire in her face.
I thought it was too.
I was nervous about that because I really felt like, you know, she wasn't listening to instructions and they were going to find an excuse to reprimand her for, and maybe they were testing her leadership and seeing if she would be aggressive enough or,
But she's a third year. She's been there 3 years. They know her work ethic.
Yeah.
Right. But they also need to know that you can manage a team as well. And some it's not always hunky dory. Sometimes you have to tell people some bad news or deliver information that you don't want to.
Well, yeah. we don't know the outcome because all we saw was they had a conversation with her.
It's still
Molly walks by. We don't know what exactly comes out of it.
I mean, we know it was ethnically driven.
Right. The reason they wanted Molly to talk to her is because they were like, you black, she black. Y'all talk to her, black talk.
Lawrence and what's her name with Tasha. The titties Tasha I wrote down Tish with the titties
Tasha with the
pops
titties.
Up with her breasts covered, but they see each other at the mall, and Lawrence has this realization that he might be working at Best Buy for a little bit longer. But I keep telling you guys, watch her.
Okay,
they're both spending time
they're
with
both
somebody.
Interested in other people. Like
Issa and Lawrence?
Issa's interested in Daniel, and he's interested in the... But she works at the bank,
I don't think that they're interested in these people. I think that they're entertaining something that's potentially more than a friendship when you know that somebody's kind of crushing on you.
It feels good,
it's
right?
compromising. It feels no, good, it's, it? I mean, it does. It feels great.
You like that extra attention.
But you're leading somebody on.
You are leading somebody on. But, you know, let's we got to wrap it up here. So Molly, has to witness Dada getting the talking to. So Daniel teaches a class about hip hop and whatnot. It was great. All the kids love it, which I'm not a fan of teaching kids about hip hop. It's everywhere. They don't need a class about it.
Right.
Not until maybe college. But anywho, they talk about Ty Dolla Sign. Ty Dolla Sign pops up in Issa's bathroom rap scene where she's having this fantasy about Daniel. Lawrence pops up. And then Molly's actually in the bathroom hearing her do this, like self-talk.
Girl, is you crazy?
Like, are you out of your mind? And that was just really awkward. Mm-hmm. But I want to move to the very last scene. We see Issa overhear and see her students on YouTube watching vaginal canal.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. I
was mortified.
I can actually relate to that because I said in the first episode I was a substitute teacher, but I have like YouTube videos out from doing like other stuff in the past, and I've had kids come up to me and play the videos in class, and it's pretty mortifying and embarrassing because they see you in your element as opposed to you trying to be this professional, like, kids, do your work. And they're like, Mr. Bailey,
what are you
doing in here? I was like, oh my God. So you kind of like lose a little bit of respect in the classroom. So but I can relate to that.
This is life as a millennial. I just want to just say this. This is life as a millennial. And this is one of those things. It's one of those elements. How do you balance having a passion and having a profession that pays you, but you still want to like have your dream as well? So it's going to be interesting to see how she battles and beats that back.
I'm curious to see what she does.
So let's get into it. I've got my whole thing. I want to do predictions. I want to rename them. So yours will be the spicy flavor of the week.
And is that from the show? Something spicy from the show?
In
general.
No, from the show. Okay. Your predictions.
I can give you that spicy tip, a new position.
And Omari, your predictions are going to be called Omari's Turn-Ons.
Okay.
And then I don't know what mine is going to be called yet, but my prediction is Issa will be fired from her job based on what happened with the whole broken you-know-what.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I say that because she works in an element where her moral compass has to be very straightforward, right? So I think it's going to come into play, but I think she'll end up being happier finding her new passion. Mm-hmm. But then Lawrence will be making more money than her because she won't have no damn job. So anywho, Omari, what's your turn on?
My turn on?
/ prediction.
Okay. I was like, I don't know if anything turned me on in this episode. I think that Issa is going to end up with Daniel in the end. That's my prediction.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, spicy flavor
of the week.
Okay. So, one thing that I want to address.
Wait, sorry, pause. So my bad.
Oh,
can I pause your prediction real quick? So, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Lawrence is going to end up with Tasha also. I think Tasha and Daniel are better for Issa and Lawrence. I think
Tasha and Daniel?
Yeah, I think Tasha's better for Lawrence and Daniel is better for Issa. Mm-hmm. I think they complement each other. I think they give them what they need in their respective relationships. I feel
Daniel's
like
poor.
He's boring.
And Tasha is.
He's
I don't
poor.
Think Tasha
he's,
is better
he's
for Lawrence.
He's working with Ty Dolla Sign.
Okay.
Tasha is
first off, that's what he
Tasha
said.
Tasha is encouraging.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think Issa is setting herself up for failure. Issa, you can't just believe everything that somebody tells you. I really don't think that he's working with Ty Dolla $ign. I think that he's just trying to impress his old boo.
He was in the fantasy. What do you mean?
No, he's just trying to impress his old boo.
And he said,
I'm about to work with him. I'm about to produce something for him, which also means that he's probably working on his vision board,
right?
And he's just speaking that into existence.
Hey,
I don't think he's really working on that with him.
Those vision boards work, all right?
Look, I have LeBron all through my Pinterest, all through my mind, all through my fantasies. I don't know LeBron. I have him in my phone.
Not yet.
That's really my mama phone number. Okay.
Not yet.
Baby.
Wait, we got any Spicy's prediction. Sorry, what's your prediction?
Okay, so for my prediction, I'm gonna throw it to Molly. I'm gonna say that my spicy flavor for Molly is that she's really uptight, and I'm hoping that we see another episode with Jadzina. I think she needs some, not just some good loving, because she's been, you know, spreading them legs on these apps and stuff like that.
Gotta find your frog.
But I think that what she really needs is just to relax. I think she needs to chill and just develop friendships first before trying to make every single person who she runs into or goes on a date with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Just make them friendships and develop a rapport and just get comfortable. Like, be the girl that can kick it and chill, and Molly will have a way better chance of keeping Jadzina around.
And this is not really like a prediction based on one person, but just the production value and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think there is a hot love scene coming. I don't know who it's going to involve. Ooh. But I just, you know, there was a montage that involved Issa and Lawrence kind of getting it on their couch. And then we see Lawrence's booty crack.
We saw his booty in this episode. Yeah,
okay.
Today.
I think they're easing us into this like crescendo
of sex.
Sweet baby, anything you want to add?
I do feel like she's going to get in trouble at her job for that video.
Right.
I do think that's going to happen.
Right.
But I also think that Tasha and
Lawrence,
I feel like they're going to get closer.
See?
And then Daniel and Issa are going to get closer.
You feel me?
And it's going to be more problems in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And maybe they'll come back together in the end, mm-hmm. but I feel like they're gonna.
Don't you think
they're gonna
start?
They're gonna keep gravitating towards the other people. Like maybe they're just not.
So you agree with me?
I do agree with you, but I also like maybe Daniel's gonna get her into music or something like that.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you do
and
music,
and she's gonna find her passion,
and she like, oh, Ty Dolla $ign, whatever. So like he's gonna sell her a fantasy maybe, and she's gonna get really into the music, but then it's going to fall apart and she might end up back with Lawrence again. Like, they're both going to get caught up in the idea of what they think they want the other person to be.
Caught up in the idea.
He'll be caught up in the idea of Tasha because she's different from Issa, and she'll be caught up in the idea of Daniel, but then they'll both be like,
disappointed.
It's just ideas. It's not a real thing. Yeah.
Well, look.
Sweet baby, thank you so much for that.
Nice.
I cannot remember your government name, but sweet baby, thank you so much. if you guys have ideas
sweet
about
baby.
What's going to happen in the next episodes, let us know on YouTube, also on social media, AfterBuzz TV across the board. I'm your lead host, McCall Hall. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall. Now, where can they find you guys?
And I'm your girl, Spicy Mari. You guys can play with my Twitter or stroke my Instagram at Spicy Mari.
And it's your boy, Omari Bailey. You can find me on Twitter and IG at On With Omari, and also Snapchat at Omari B. Hey.
I don't know what they're going to be doing next week. We've been bored as fuck, thirsty as fuck. I don't know. Racist as fuck. I don't know what next week is going
to
be, but just
and
know.
I wanted to talk about that more. The lack of development on the show.
Yeah, we're going to get into it
more next week.
Look, next week, next Sunday, catch us back here on AfterBuzz TV for Insecure. We love you guys. Have a safe week. Peace.
Happy Halloween.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.